We at Practicus are very excited to bring you season 2 of The Data Files. Barry and Tony are back with some distinguished guests.
Last time we spoke to great data leaders. This time we're talking to great leaders.
When you hear the word data, what do you think of?
Data is like the ingredients for a recipe, but you need the analysis of that data to then be able to actually cook up the amazing supper you want to cook.
Both of their paths to power have been completely different.
But actually what we need is for people to get comfortable. We need people not to be scared by the concept of data analytics.
And I know that AI is a hot topic at the moment. We did touch on it, but I thought their take on it was really interesting. It's all about trust.
I'm here to really extol the virtues of how to bring data into the Exco and board community.
It's not to worry that I'm absolutely immersed in the data, it's just that I have a really good relationship with my data colleagues, and together we can tell stories.
And you can say, if the question is stupid, because most of them are.
So we're all in awe of what the data team have done.
It was a data-centric business from that day onwards. It was a profitable business from that day onwards and a data-centric business from that day onwards.
Those that have the foresight and the vision and the commitment and the conviction to transform themselves can be very, very successful.
The opportunities they've had to transform their businesses has been dramatic.
If I do this in less than 10 takes, then it's well, I'm winning.
The trick is really aligning the data strategy to the overall business strategy. You look at over 100 different KPIs, that's not insight, that's noise.
One of the things that one of our more articulate guests earlier was...
Let's not publish that.
Data is a fundamental part of the organisation's development.
I would go as far as say, data is a board responsibility.
If I see a board paper that doesn't have data behind it, I will ask questions.
Being very provocative, and clearly there's a huge exception for all of the guests of this podcast, Series 1, and you two in particular, is that...
You need a CDO to be able to drive that conversation internally, but also have influence at the board level.
Does the board really understand the implications of data in order to provide valuable guidance to the executive?
It starts to become quite a long shopping list of what a board chair needs to recruit at board level, but the reality is we sort of need that breadth.
This is where he tells us none of it has been recorded.
I forgot to hit the record button.
The importance of communications, but specifically telling stories.
We're not going to achieve what we collectively want to achieve if we don't have the right range of voices at the table.
We need to make sure the data people have a really loud and clear voice in those senior leadership teams.
Of course, I think CDOs can become CEOs. It all depends on the balance of skills that you have at that position.
Do we need a broader development pathway for data people?
I don't need the answers to everything. I just need to understand the strategic objectives of the company. I can find those answers out.
That's the point at which you can retire the CDO role. At the moment, you can't.